This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right, thanks for listening this afternoon. Today we are talking to Savannah Jones, the Director of Operations for Sunrise Enterprises. Thanks for coming in.
Of course. It's great to see you today, Kyle.
So how long have you worked at Sunrise?
I've been at Sunrise for about 4 years now, Director of Operations for about 3.5 months. Prior to that, I was the Executive Assistant.
And what led you to work at Sunrise?
Sunrise has a great mission. It kind of just fell into place where they needed someone and I needed somewhere that mattered. And, you know, supporting individuals with disabilities just felt like a good place for me because they don't have a voice and it's very helpful to be able to assist in that voice.
And what's your background that got you to Sunrise? Had you worked in other areas or gone to college or what?
You know, it is so funny. I was managing Logger's Tap House prior, and I had a radio station on Best Country 103. And one of the sales reps here reached out to me and said, Sunrise is looking for someone to be their executive assistant, and I know you're looking for a job. So I actually landed this position and this wonderful portion of my life through Lotus Media Group and Best Country 103.
There you go. We'll give you a little tip right there. That's kind of a unique way in the door.
It really is.
So kind of give an overall picture as to what Sunrise Enterprises is for somebody that maybe isn't too familiar with it.
For sure. Thank you, Kyle. So Sunrise Enterprises, our mission is to assist persons with disabilities to access meaningful employment and achieve self-fulfilling lives. So what that really means is we offer community inclusion opportunities through our day support activity program, as well as employment opportunities through Sunrise businesses and businesses that partner with us in the community that want to increase their diversity and ability to hire individuals that have a little harder time getting jobs.
So how long has Sunrise been around?
Since 1969, so it's about 53 years.
And I would imagine over that time, things have changed a lot.
Things have changed a ton. So since Sunrise started, we have abolished subminimum wage, which means wages are no longer dependent on efficiency. It means that everybody should get paid that same starting wage. We also have gotten rid of sheltered workshops and feel that all individuals in Douglas County and through Oregon should be working in a place where they are able to, you know, chat with other individuals without disabilities. We now have a landscape department, a janitorial department. We have 5 thrift stores throughout Douglas County. We also have a woodmill, which has been around since 1969, and we have our day support and activities program, as well as community employment.
So you've got a lot of different things going on and a lot of different opportunities to kind of fit the right mode for somebody.
Exactly. So whether you're looking for ways to get involved in your community as a person with disabilities, or you're looking for a way to gain meaningful employment, Sunrise is your place.
Now, how many people work there?
So we have a large staff, but we have an even larger amount of individuals served. So we currently serve about 110 to 112 people, and that is through all of those different entities.
And a lot of people involved there. Now, one of the things people might ask is, how is Sunrise funded?
That's a great question. So Sunrise is largely funded by state funding and through our own operations with all of the businesses that we mentioned. Sunrise has actually never gone out and searched for funding through the community or even had a grant writer. And that's something that is significantly changing because operations are no longer providing the same amount of income. State funding has gone down. COVID caused closures for about 2 years and restricted the amount of people that we could serve due to smaller cohorts. So now we are going out in the community and looking for funding, whereas we never used to do that in the past.
Well, and I know that there was some legislation that changed things. And as the legislature looked at funding different things, there's always shifts that come and go there. So it sounds like that's impacting you guys as well.
It really is. We're a part of the Oregon Resource Association, and we get to hear all of this legislative information. And every time we do, we leave a little you know, less excited than when we got there, because it seems like Oregon is kind of moving away from more of that support in the disability sector. But we are lucky to have local county commissioners who really put a lot of effort into it here in Douglas County.
Now, what about what you do here versus on the national level? I mean, are there organizations very similar to Sunrise all over the country?
There are a lot of services that are similar. The thing that really makes us different is we don't have that backing of a big corporate name that has multiple different locations. So here in Douglas County, there are, I believe there is one other place that you can receive these services from. They are also a wonderful, wonderful place. As long as we are providing these services in Douglas County, I think that's what's most important. But Sunrise, we really have based just off of these operational costs, since there's only one Sunrise.
And you mentioned the last couple of years really impacting things, and as there were shifts and different, you know, governor's orders and different things that came along, it probably was especially difficult to just keep going.
Oh, man, it was really difficult. We had to get really creative and try to find new ways to serve these individuals, because financially, it was a huge challenge. But for these individuals who no longer had that community inclusion, it was devastating. So we had to change up the way we did a lot of things, but it took a very large impact on our sales, as well as our ability to service certain janitorial accounts, certain landscape accounts. It was a hit that we were not expecting and we were not prepared for.
And were there points there where the clients that you work with didn't have an opportunity to work?
Yeah, 100%. So we had to close down our stores, and that put a lot of individuals with disabilities out of work. We also had to close down our day support activity program, which put over 40 individuals who were used to coming and going bowling or learning to cook or making crafts into a position where they were now just in their group home or at home on their own.
And obviously, you know, there was a lot of mental health stress for everybody, but I would sure imagine it would be even worse in that situation.
Yeah, much worse. I mean, there's less ways to reach out, especially if you're nonverbal, which is something that people don't think about quite frequently. If you have trouble speaking or you are nonverbal, getting out how you're feeling and what you need can be very difficult. And Sunrise has always been a great outlet for those individuals to be able to express themselves in a different way than verbally.
Now, you've got a board of directors, right?
Yes, we do.
So explain kind of their role and how many of them there are and all that.
Yeah, so we actually have a total of, let's see, six board of directors. Our president is Barry Robinson with a merit title. We have some really great other individuals. We have Darren, Bill, Lauren. We have John, and I mean, just too many to even think of on the spot here. I'm so sorry. I know it's six, but for some reason it felt hard. And a lot of them actually are parents of individuals with disabilities who are served at Sunrise. And then we have the individuals who are community connected, which is very helpful for us as well.
And so together you weave all of that and make this operate, but now a bit of a change.
Yeah, yeah, there's definitely a bit of a change, and we need our community more now than ever. We have a great new CEO on. His name is Jim Wilson. He's from the Portland area. He's been with us for about 8 months now, bringing a lot of great ideas into this. He's feeling the passion, really getting used to Sunrise, but he's looking at new ways for funding, and one of the things we realized is it's really time to start leaning on our community if we want to continue providing these amazing, you know, services that we do to the disability community. It's a 53-year legacy that we're not ready to lose.
Now, you mentioned the mill, the stores. How many stores do you have currently?
We have five stores. So we have a store in Reedsport, Winston, Roseburg, Myrtle Creek, and Sutherland.
And then tell people about the mill.
So the mill is amazing. So we are a remanufacture plant, which means we get wood sent to us and then we remanufacture it to other distributors' needs. And with that, we have four individuals who have disabilities but have been hired on as staff. And then we serve, I believe, three or four individuals in that department. Amazing, amazing place to work. Steve Perry, he's the manager there, and he will take an individual with disabilities and show them that they are just like anybody else. I mean, they run the same equipment that everybody else does. We have individuals training on computerized saws for individuals who don't have disabilities even. So the progression in our wood products is amazing.
So the wood products that come out of the facility, where do they go?
Where do individuals who have worked there go to get jobs?
No, I mean in terms of the actual wood that you're working on, that kind of thing.
Oh, so we have a really big distributor in Idaho. We also do a little bit with individuals throughout Oregon, but our biggest one right now is Idaho. We just started doing, with a new company that I'm not sure I can name, but we've started doing the fence posts for when you're out on a trail and the big fences that they have out there. So we just started, and that will be through Home Depot, that'll be through Lowe's, and I believe also Harbor Freight. So that'll be a really big one for us. We're excited about it.
All right, more when we come back with Savannah Jones, the interview podcast after 1-541-radio.com, 1245 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248, Lars Larson at 1. Incoming State Representative Virgil Osborne will be on tomorrow's Inside Douglas County. Savannah Jones, Director of Operations for Sunrise Enterprises, in this afternoon, talking about some coming changes there. And I imagine, you know, everybody is really shifted with technology, and so much of the business community and companies, things are very different because of technology and rule shifts and even a shortage of workers sometimes and things like that. But when the bottom line doesn't quite work anymore, you've really got to get creative.
Yeah, that is very true. And that's what we're trying to do right now. We are looking at different operations to kind of update the Sunrise way. However, all of that takes incoming money. Like you said, the bottom line really affects everything. So we are going to be planning a capital campaign for the middle of next year where we go out and we discuss what those new operations are and we raise money for that. But right now, our main concern is just getting community support to continue providing such important services to the disability community in Douglas County.
So you're obviously reaching a lot of people here today. And if somebody or a company or organization or whatever wants to find out about how to get connected, how do they do that?
Yeah, that's a great question, Kyle. Thank you. So the best way to figure out more about Sunrise is to go to www.sunrisehelps.com. There's also a lot of information about us on 541radio.com through this organization. Or you can reach out to any of our executive staff and ask questions. We'd love to sit down and talk with you, any questions you have. And you can find all of our contact information on the front page at sunrisehelps.com as well.
So why do you feel like Sunrise is so critical in the county?
So Sunrise is important to so many people. Like I said earlier, a lot of times individuals with disabilities, they don't have a voice and they don't have the same opportunity to go out and to find employment and inclusion opportunities like individuals without disabilities do. And you mentioned mental health being a big thing. And we hear that quite frequently when everybody came back from COVID. There were a lot of needs that we were able to help meet, because sometimes all you need is someone to say, hey, come sit with me. How was your day? Tell me about your life. And that's something that is lacking without an organization like Sunrise. Not only do we provide services to our community, we provide enriching lives to individuals with disabilities who are struggling to find that without us.
It seems like this is really a passion for you.
Yeah, I'm trying not to cry here, Kyle. I love Sunrise. This place has become my life, and the people there have become my life. If I couldn't sit and talk to Jesse about arts and crafts or John about his day at work, I can't tell you that my life would be the same. And it's such an important message to be teaching my own children. And so I'm thankful for it, and I don't want to see a future without it.
Now, you work in their main office, but do you get a chance to get out and go around to the other operations a lot?
Yeah, so I'm really, really thankful as Director of Operations that I get to go and check in on all of them. So we actually have our day support activities facility at the Winchester office. So I'm lucky enough to get to play bingo, do arts and crafts, and help with baking cookies and stuff like that when I can. But really, all of the glory goes to our direct support professionals. They are out there kicking butt every single day, making sure that the individuals we serve have the supports they need and the services that they need.
So for those professionals, what kind of background did they have to get into that work?
They're just caring people. They just realize that vulnerable populations need support. There are so many different vulnerable populations that people don't even think about. So it's really just individuals who have a passion for serving people with disabilities and who have come to learn more. We have DSPs in every single one of our organizational businesses, and every single one of them is really what makes Sunrise a special place. And Tommy, I mean, she is the director of all of that, and without Tommy, this place would have no heart.
So it's not really like a particular degree type program that you would
no,
do in college?
Definitely not. If you have a heart of service, get a hold of us. You can also do that at sunrisehelps.com on our employment page.
And for the people that work for you, your direct regular staff, have a lot of them, I mean, you've been there quite a while. Have some of the others been there a long time?
Yeah, we have some individuals who have been there a very, very long time. Jane, our CFO, has been there for, I don't know, between 15 and 20 years. And I think it's one of those things where once you're there, it really changes the way you look at your life. It changes the way you look at employment and the things that you take for granted. And it's not somewhere you want to leave.
Interesting, you know, because... you know, people sometimes find something and stay there for a very long time, but that's less common now. But it seems like in your organization, people that are there really want to just stick with it.
Yeah, I keep hearing on all the podcasts I listen to about quiet quitting, and we have this new generation of individuals who feel like, you know, that they are owed a service instead of working for a company, and which I have no here or there about. But I will say that the individuals who work at Sunrise could be paid better in certain cases. They could be somewhere where they didn't have to work quite as hard, but they are there because the people that we support are worth their time.
Now, the people that you're supporting, are they all... local from the area, or do some come here because of the services?
So we actually just had an individual move from California. I do not believe it was from our services, but I can tell you the family was extremely grateful when they learned about Sunrise. We do go all the way to Reedsport, so we also have employees in the Reedsport area who have employment. I can't say for certain that we have individuals who have moved here for Sunrise, but if you give me those stats, I sure will be happy about it, that's for sure.
So in the Reedsport facility, what all goes on over there?
Okay. So we have the Reedsport Shop and Save. We employ three or four individuals with disabilities there, and they are learning cash register skills. They're learning how to tag and hang clothes, also customer service skills. And then we also do janitorial over there for some of the state accounts.
And so the janitorial, explain what kind of services are provided with that.
That's a great question. So landscape and janitorial both are provided commercially to businesses in Douglas County who would like to help, I mean, with that mission. We are very competitively priced. We make sure that we show up and we do a good job. And the way you know that is because it is every direct support professional's job to make sure they are training that individual exactly how they would need to behave when they are at an account that they were not working for Sunrise, just a community job. So we take that very seriously and make sure that every job is done the way the account wants it to.
So this could be small companies, bigger companies?
Yeah, I mean, we service a lot of different companies. Umqua Survival is a great one to talk about. It's a bit smaller. Carlos is amazing there. He reached out and just wanted to help serve our mission. And then we also do a lot of the apartment buildings. We do apartment cleanouts for janitorial, which has been a huge hit. So yeah, they can just reach out to us on that on the website.
And you mentioned landscape work, too?
Yeah, landscape work as well. That one has been a great one. The guys came in and they did a little talking on the radio, and they said they love everything besides the leaves and the rain.
So is this kind of basic landscaping, or what kinds of things do they do?
It is basic maintenance. So we don't do anything crazy where we're going to groom your shrubs or, you know, plan you out any big extravagant thing. But we will go in. We'll keep your grass looking good. We'll keep, you know, the lines edged, and we'll do what we can for you within reason.
So about a minute left on Inside Douglas County. Savannah Jones is the Director of Operations at Sunrise. Again, hit this aspect of reaching out to the community.
Yeah, so we are reaching out to our community and requesting that any businesses or individuals who feel the need or the, you know, the ability to donate, please do so at www.sunrisehelps.com. We need support now more than ever to continue providing the essential disability services that we do here in Douglas County.
And I know that you said you're working kind of through a process of putting together more of a community campaign in a few months, right?
Yep, we are looking at it. As soon as we can figure out the logistics of what it's going to cost, how we can operate that, we'll start looking for individuals to donate and sponsor those events.
So people around Douglas County will probably be hearing from Sunrise more often than normal in the next few months then.
We sure will. And if you haven't heard from us yet, we'll be banging on your door soon.
And again, give folks a website and contact links to get to Sunrise.
For sure. So you can reach our website at www.sunrisehelps.com or reach us by phone at 541-673-0195.
All right, Savannah Jones, Director of Operations at Sunrise Enterprise. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much, Kyle.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening. listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM.